Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN Live from the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Let's go, crew.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad doesn't believe.
DJ
About an hour and 8 minutes away from first pitch at Dodger Stadium. Aaron Ashby is opening against Tyler Glass now. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. Brad Nortman is also here with us. Strofe is running the show. UKB Nation, get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. I have a question.
I hope to have an answer.
Who will be the Milwaukee Brewer to ignite the spark offensively against the Dodgers in Game 3? 800-990-3776. The lineup has been out. Churio, Terang, Contreras, Yelich, Vaughn, Durbin, Sal, or Sal, Durbin, Bowers, Ortiz.
Hey, hold on. Durbin 6 or Sal 6?
I believe it's Durbin, actually.
Okay, well, you just flipped it, and now you're flipping it.
Yes, I did flip it.
Absolutely. So Sal is batting 7th?
I think so.
Oh,
moving him down.
It feels like to me, and this is just from observation in game one.
Sal's batting 6, excuse me. Vaughn, Frelick, Durbin, Bowers, Ortiz.
When you ask that question, Ben, I think of two things. Who's actually going to do it, right? That's part of it. Who is actually going to put bat to ball and actually perform? But then also, who is somebody that when they do, it domino effects for the rest of the team?
I hate to do this, Brad. Go ahead, Kyle.
Dude, I was trying to see who should I go with. So I went to William Contreras. Oh, he's 0-for-9 against Glass now. So I said, I don't know if he can get ignited. But I said, you know what? Christian Yelich. And then Christian Yelich in 14 plate appearances have how many hits?
How many hits in 14 plate appearances? 5.
One. Oh, I hit my hand on my forehead. I said, oy vey. Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I don't want to make things worse.
I think
for this question, because 800-990-3776, if someone's going to create the spark for the Brewers, who's it going to be? Jackson Churio leading off is 1-for-7, 3 Ks against Glass now.
Oh, no.
Bryce Terang, 3-for-8.
Okay.
No home runs, no RBIs.
That's a different Bryce. Just out of
curiosity, where'd you get this information?
ESPN.com and the ESPN app.
Yeah, he actually
very accessible.
Pretty reputable.
Yeah, unlike you, Stroh.
William Contreras batting 3rd, 0-for-9 against Tyler Glass now.
He was going to be my answer, but
Christian Yelich confirmed 1-for-14, 7 Ks against Glass now. Andrew Vaughn 0-for-5. Sal Frelick 0-for-5.
Oh my!
Caleb,
keep
Durbin,
his name out of your
three.
Mouth.
Jake Bowers, 1-for-6 with a home run, put the best at-bats. I mean, the best at-bat outside Jackson Churio in the two games so far against the Dodgers. And Joey Ortiz, 0-for-4.
Well, process of elimination. Jake Bowers is my guy. He's
Jake
going to have to be the one.
Bowers. Now,
listen, everybody else is atrocious. Terrible. We got multiple guys, 0-for-5. Yellow's got 7 strikeouts. Half of his plate appearances against him are strikeouts. Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to say we're doomed. I'm going to say we need luck. Them boys better have gone to church before this game because I'm not feeling too hot no more.
Yeah, that's painful.
I don't know why I brought the calculator out for this because it's pretty simple math. One hit plus 3 hits is 4 hits.
Yes.
Plus 1 hit is 5 hits.
Yes.
Plus 1 is 7. Now is actually when I need to do the math. So they have 7 hits lifetime. And now we're going to take a look as you guys continue on.
Okay. Vlad Guerrero had 4 hits yesterday by himself.
I saw somebody on the YouTube chat say, make the observation, that the starting pitchers for the Dodgers, their payroll, just the starting pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think it is?
Oh, well, I know one pitcher. I know these pitchers are making like $30 million per year. So, I mean, their starting pitching payroll is 30 times 4. 140.
Yeah, 164. And the Brewers' entire payroll is 120. Their starting pitchers have a 25% higher. 20% higher payroll.
Well, here's the kicker.
No, 25.
I mean, when you look at the Brewers' starting stat, I mean, you
the Brewers are 7-for-61 against glass now.
What's that
lifetime?
What's that batting percentage?
That's bad.
114.
Well, that's on par for how they've been this whole series.
I'll say.
Well, listen, we can talk about all these doom and gloom bad numbers, but it can't last forever.
I just want to make this very clear. This wasn't the plan.
No, it was.
This conversation was not the plan.
No.
This wasn't like, hey, we're going this segment to be like, let's get everyone really excited about the lifetime stats about glass now against glass now. But then literally there's a section where you can look at the lineup against glass now and click on the numbers on the ESPN app, and they are 7-for-61 lifetime. 7-for-61. Only Bowers and Durbin have an RBI, and Bowers has a home run. That is 100. They have, oh my God, they're batting 114. 11, yeah, 114.
This is their third pitcher. This is their third starter. This isn't their ace. He is an ace, but this isn't like their ace. That's what's insane. It keeps on coming.
Fellas, again, if the bats don't come alive, we're doomed. But again, this is sad that I'm thinking about.
So who's your guy? Players. Who's going to break out of this?
Despite
the numbers, Contreras. Who do you got?
Contreras for
Jake
me.
Jake Bowers has been probably.
So you got to wait. You got to wait till the 8th spot to get the spark.
Yep, third inning, give us a spark.
Wow.
Third inning.
How many sparks is he going to give you?
As many as we need, at least 2. Jake Bowers will give us a spark. But also, I trust and believe in our guy, Jackson Churio, because Jackson, regardless of what.
He's a gamer.
I mean, he has never been. You wouldn't think that he's only playing in his second ever postseason. Though his approach, the way he goes about it, that kid is locked in, ready to go, and he's only 21 years old. He is something special. So when we think about a guy that can really get us going, look what he did last game. Lead off home run for the Brewers. He can definitely get it going for us.
Jake in Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. You're up on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
I think, well, 2 things. I think Christian Yelich needs to step it up. Again, 7 strikeouts is really bad for what he's done. Also, do you guys think that the Brewers have been quite aggressive at the plate? Shouldn't they be more patient and have the pitchers, at least the starting pitchers for the Dodgers, at least work the count? So they can get their pitch counts up, so then they can get to the bullpen, the Dodgers bullpen.
I mean, Jake. I mean, it's been the recipe that everyone's talked about through the first 2 games, and unfortunately, we haven't seen that. We've seen a little bit more chase than we've seen at the plate from the Milwaukee Brewers. But Glass now, the league average is 8% walk rate. He's got an 11% walk rate. He does strike a lot of guys out, but he gets guys to chase. And so if they can have the discipline and put people on base, and then I think Caleb Durbin's the only guy with the stolen base this postseason for the Brewers.
This is how I'll know if the Brewers are going to win. We're going to know on the first bat. That's how we're going to know. That's how you know that things are going the Brewers' way.
Come on, seam hit, Brad. What do you know?
Jackson Churio draws a walk.
Oh, wow.
So improbable, so unlikely, but that will tell me that Coach Murphy has been.
Coach Murphy.
Manager Murphy, do you?
But you'll call him, yeah. What'd
Skipper.
You call him? Skipper.
What is that?
Hey, Skip.
I wish I could call my coaches Skip.
Why not?
That sounds, I sounds like we're buddies.
You never played baseball?
I bet they just call him Murph.
They do call him Murph. What do they call Craig Council? Craig?
Craig. Craig, how did you like that at bat, Craig?
So when Skipper talks to him, that's how I know.
Not Skipper. When the old Skipper. When the Skipper.
The Skipper.
You don't just say
Skipper. When the Skipper is talking to him, that's how I know he's preaching patience. If you can drill that into the head of Jackson Churio, Whoo, boy, that's a good sign. That you live betting here at Potawatomi Sportsbook, you live bet the Brewers if Jackson Churio gets a first walk.
On the Carbless Talking text line, Josh from Heartland, love his positivity here because this is the truth. Going back to post-All-Star break, it was Caleb Durbin who had an RBI double against Glasnow as they won 2-0 when Quinn Priester had 10 Ks against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium.
10 Ks.
Ryan in the 414, do you guys even read these texts? Yes, I do. I do my best. As Chef Ed chimes in and complains I don't read his texts enough, throw the numbers out the window. We're going to score tonight. Be positive.
Yeah,
you're cooking with Chef Ed.
Yeah.
And to Michael's point in the first two games, hard to be patient when those guys are peppering strikes. Yeah, they got ahead of the count, and then it was playing from behind all at bat long.
Honestly, we just need to hope that Dodgers pitcher starting staff is a little shaky. That's what it comes down to, because the Brewers at the plate, they need to get a little confident. They get some pitches that they can take advantage of a little bit, get to them, and build up their confidence. That's the most important thing, is they got to be more confident, because if they want to have a chance to come back in this series, it comes from, that's what we talked about, how many runs. I think the Brewers need to have an offensive onslaught for them to say, all right, we're back. We're back. We were able to get to them, and then you got to potentially deal with Ohtani.
You know, most Wisconsin sport teams that march their way to a championship, whether it's the Packers going to the Super Bowl or the Bucks when they won their NBA championship, I felt like as long as our team played their A game, it didn't matter who they faced, right? Whether it be the Packers with Favre or when they went with Rodgers, as long as they played their A game, I feel like they could beat anybody. I don't feel like that now. If the Brewers play their A game, the Dodgers would play their A game, and their A game is better than our A game. That's just what's hard about this matchup.
But the Brewers can force the Dodgers to not play their A game based off how they played baseball all year
long.
That's true.
They just
haven't done that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, one thing I'd also like to mention here is as we head into, game three, I do think it's going to be fascinating from a Yelich standpoint. When he's batting fourth, you mentioned Jackson Churio if he walks in the first inning. I'm fascinated to see if there are guys on base and he comes up in the first inning, or if he leads off the second, if they, God forbid, I don't want this to happen, go 1-2-3 in the first, what that at-bat looks like. Because I think if your leader can get the monkey off his back, I think everyone will take a deep breath. It's like, all right, Christian broke through. It's time for us to break through.
I mean, the biggest thing is Christian breaking through for himself mentally, because I know he's down in the dumps with all this and taking this rough, man, because he's not stepping up. And he's human, right? He knows the last time he had an RBI in the playoffs, he knows it's a long time ago. So he understands he's in a funk. And so him breaking out this funk could definitely be the catalyst and the game changer that we need in order for the Brewers to come back in this series. Because I'm going to be very, very honest and frank with y'all. If Christian Yelich doesn't turn it around, the Brewers are not winning this series, nor will the Brewers have a chance to win a World Series. You need your best players to shine in the biggest moment, and Christian Yelich is still the best player on this baseball team. Jackson Churio came through, but if you get Christian Yelich to have a great performance in Game 1 or Game 2, this series may look different right now. It might be at least tied up 1-1.
I'd like Strove to read Braden's text on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776.
Ben. Braden on the Carbless Talking text line says,
Brewers!
Brewers!
No problem yelling at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel's sportsbook. Got to get that energy up. Need Jackson or Yelich to be the guys. Those are the guys. Number one or number four. One of those guys. Jackson getting started, Yelich getting it started in the second, or coming through with guys on base and getting that rally going. It's needed right away. Get some life right away.
Yeah,
smack him in the face right away. Top of the first right away.
Dude, let's do this right away, but I'm telling you, they need to have a consistent game. Like, we need guys on base inning after inning after inning. I don't care if guys get left on base, but I want them to drive in runs. But I want to see those base paths having guys on base, applying some type of pressure to the pitcher. And we just can't continue to do what we've been doing, where it's been empty base paths throughout the first two games of the series.
I haven't noticed this from Ryan, but did Yelich get a bad haircut? Because he's saying, look good, play good, and I don't like his haircut.
Huh. I guess I never noticed under the hat or the helmet.
Don't pay attention to that.
Don't pay attention to the hair, but I just want results. I don't care about the look good.
Suave.
Look good, good. Let's go to Tex in the trunk. Are you captured?
Truck, Ben. Reed, it's truck.
Close. Tex. That was close.
Tech. texting the truck. My bad. You're not captured.
Are you captured?
You're on the car.
I mean, we can go with trunk. That's cool, too.
Press one if you are okay.
I'm blinking twice.
All right.
So I got this wild idea, and just hear me out for a minute. So what if we completely flipped our batting order? We put our less accurate, you know, not going to probably do as well up front. And by doing that and having our better batters towards the end, it wears the pitcher out a little bit in time to get to our better batters. I don't know. It's kind of a wild side, kind of half brain, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might be in the trunk, if I'm being honest, Tex. the lineup's already out. Like, look,
imagine if he actually did it? Like, oh, wow, we're really pulling out all the stops.
Joey Ortiz leading off would fire me up.
Well, I mean, no, but honestly, outside of Jackson Churio, who else has done a good job in the leadoff?
Not Yelich,
which
is fascinating because, like, Sal and Turang were good in the leadoff spot. They've gone completely away from that in the playoffs. But early and often, that's right, Michael, early and often, let's do this. We'll be back. But first, Kyle, you're going to tell us this situation you have at home where you feel so much more confident and comfortable.
Listen, I feel so much more confident and comfortable at home because of my brand new windows. Y'all think I'm playing. Anytime I go into my little closet, because, you know, they do big windows and small, all different size windows, but I got a little closet, a walk-in closet inside of the bedroom, and I love going inside that little closet. And sometimes it gets a little stuffy in there. I just lift up the window. It's beautiful to look at. It's so easy to use, but also the most important thing, it's high quality but extra affordable. So right now with Universal Windows Direct, you can buy two windows and get two free with no limit. Plus, you can enjoy 0% interest for 3 whole years. Yes, that's zero interest for 12 months, then another 12 months, then a whole 36 months with 0% interest. And on top of that, you get an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule this month. I don't know what you're waiting for. If you're looking to upgrade your old outdated windows, you're sick of looking at them, have my friends from Universal Windows Direct come do a consultation. Just call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. I promise you, go do your research and you'll find out why I always walk around saying, I love my windows.
I just got a selfie from Chef Ed on the Carbless Talking Text line.
Come on, man. What's going on?
Chef Ed.
Chef Ed, don't put that on the internet, man.
Yeah,
they're going to think you're a creeper.
Joey
Ortiz wearing a bucket hat.
Joey Ortiz leading off would be the idea from Tex. Open to ideas. Don't like that one. We'll take anything from you on the Carpus Talking Text line next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Is it north? Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Big 5-9 is all around southeastern Wisconsin executing their mission of making lives better. That is their mission statement. What other bank do you know whose mission statement is to make lives better? Bank 5-9 is the only one that does that, and they're being recognized for it. They won the prestigious Community Choice Award for Best Bank in the Milwaukee area and also named as a top workplace for 16 straight years. You only do that by offering the most premier, finest, best financial products and services wherever you need in your financial life. Not only that, helping out in many different ways, charitable giving, volunteerism, and being able to help the community around them make their lives better. So if you want to make your life a little bit better and look for that true local community bank, Bank 5-9 is the place to be. Stop into a local bank branch or check them out at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Strofe, I have a feeling that it might be your guy. Mm-hmm. I think it will be. I think Sal has been the most consistent hitter in the regular season. He hasn't been that great in the postseason. Mm-mm. But I think he's due. I really do. Are you in your heart of hearts believing in your guy tonight?
Ben, I believe in my guy every night. What kind of question is that?
Okay. That defeats the purpose.
Wow. He should have said Sal.
Okay, but hold on a minute. When we play, who's your guy? What's my answer? Always. The guy who has been flying under the radar for 3 years. The guy who has been the heart and soul of that outfield. The guy who has the best hair in Major League Baseball. That's my guy always. So, of course, I believe in him tonight. Somebody's got to wake up this offense. It might as well be Sal.
Strofe, where do you enjoy watching Sal more, in the field or at the plate?
In the field.
That's a good question.
In the field. I enjoy his defense a lot.
He is unbelievable in the field. Well, unbelievable.
Could have robbed one.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? That's
true. He missed time to jump.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about, wow? This ain't Torrey Lowe. That's reality.
I don't think he would have gotten it. I think he needs to grow another.
No, he's done that before.
That was too high, but hey, you know.
Look at you being
anti-short
Kings.
He's just a gold glover.
He could be another gold glover this year too.
Let's go to Ron in the Key on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. It's either a good call or it's just a horrendous call. So buckle up, audience. Ron in the Key, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
I just want to affirm, Alex always has faith in Salvatore, even if millions already know that he hasn't caught the ball and it's a home run. Thank you for the call.
That's a little inside baseball from Ron, so that's a bad call.
I can explain it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm saying you can. I just wanted to make it very clear that if somebody wasn't watching the watch-along on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee when Sal tried to rob a home run, nobody would know what Ron is talking about.
Right.
So
Brad,
bad call, Ron.
About?
I do not.
even our host doesn't damn know.
thanks for watching, Brad. Appreciate the support. Yeah. So on
go ahead, Strove.
On Tuesday night,
exactly right.
On Tuesday night's watch party on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, there was that ball hit to the outfield that ultimately ended up being a home run. I think it was Hernandez's home run.
No, so it was Max Muncy.
It was Max Muncy's home run.
Getting revenge on what wasn't a home run.
It really looked like Sal caught it. So I let out a ruckus, Salvatore! And Will Summers had his head down, and he just whispered, that was a home run, Strofe.
Oh, it was!
Oh, wow.
It was so fun. The video was actually hilarious. His video is hilarious. I mean, the way he said it, because, I mean, Strofe is kind of gangly.
You not have that cut for Mr. Irrelevant? It's got to be in the system for you to play for us.
Of course I didn't cut it. What are you talking about?
I want to hear it.
Oh, you didn't cut it because you couldn't make fun of yourself on your own show?
Nobody requested it to be cut, and I did not request it to be cut because I was already sad enough.
Oh, my gosh.
I was already
so
sad
sensitive.
Enough.
You are so
sensitive. I was already
that
sad.
Is seeing what you want.
Did anybody post it on social? I didn't see it.
Oh, maybe not. I just know Will Summers showed me, and I'm telling you.
I can try again.
Salvatore, and he was swinging the dang little
right time.
And then he said, Strofe, he caught it, Strofe. I mean, he said it's a home run, Strofe. He said, dang it, and threw it. It's pretty funny.
I might be able to find it. Give me a second.
I'll let you do the digging. Let's just say I had some sources tell me that I should tune in and go back to the Max Muncy home run because Strofe thought his guy Sal robbed it when he mistimed the jump and ran into the wall.
Oh,
not PCA level running.
No,
into the wall.
No, that's embarrassing. No. He gave a good effort. He
did. He just mistimed the jump. It happens.
He did. It was the wrong time for it to happen. But can we be honest? I just feel like a lot of people, not even just us, but the buzz around the city with the Brewers was on Saturday through Tuesday was, I mean, on an all-time high. We were so excited because we beat the Cubs going to the NLCS, and we were excited to host Game 1 in the NLCS. And it just seems to me the energy is gone. I feel like the Dodgers were able to deflate the Brewers going into Game 3, and I understand that, you know.
You're getting cooked.
We are getting cooked, but there are still 5 potential games left in this series. Do we have no hope?
No, there's hope, but they got to get off to a good start.
We're somber right now.
I feel like it's like Gandalf talking to Pippin, I believe, for any Lord of the Rings.
Let's go to
Stroh. There never was much hope, only a fool's
let's go
hope.
Let's go to Stroh for the KBN
never
Sports
seen.
Desk.
Oh,
that.
My gosh.
What is that, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Oh, ramen noodle guy is shocked somebody hasn't seen nothing. You didn't know ramen noodles existed until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. Still thinking about those ramen.
Alex?
Salvatore!
It was a home run, Strofe.
Man, you really sold it.
Did you say he really sold it?
That's exactly what I said.
He didn't sell it. Oh, he ran into the wall. He missed time to jump and ran into the wall.
At no part was he celebratory.
I don't think his glove got over the wall.
I thought he caught it.
Wilson, home run Strope.
Yeah,
so good.
Okay, so now that we know what's coming, this was Alex Strope pre-celebrating a robbed home run that Max Muncy hit to center field.
Salvador!
It was a home run Strope.
Man, he really sold that.
Wow. Oh, man, my guy really sold that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, oh, boy. But, again, we got to be optimistic heading into
that's
tonight.
True love from Alex Strope to his guy.
We're less than an hour away. We're less than an hour away.
39
We're
minutes.
We're 39 minutes away from first pitch. We got to get excited, man.
Let's go to Diana McGuanago on the Carbless Talking text line. Diana, you're up.
Hey, Dirty D.
Hey, I want this just as much as the rest of you do, but Kyle, if you potentially think that there's 5 games left in this series, you are smoking something.
Oh,
I'm smoking that Brewers pack. That's what I'm smoking.
No, absolutely right. Diana, I understand what you're saying. There's actually only 4 games left
four
in this series because it's Brewers in 6.
Oh,
I
is
hope
that
you're
what you're
right.
thinking, Dirty D?
I don't like this dirty Diana attitude right now.
I don't think I've ever heard Dirty D
not
be negative about
dejected.
The teams.
I told y'all.
That's how we know things are very low here in Brewerland.
Them folks came from L.A. and defeated us.
Well, let's turn to Brad. Are you on your way home and stopping at a tsunami?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm always on my way home. I'm a member, so I can stop every single
You're
day.
You're always on your way home?
At Tsunami Express. I am always on my
way
home.
Seems that way,
looking
yeah.
for a Tsunami Express car wash. You're going to not regret it. You paid too much for that car anyway. Don't just settle for any car wash. You got to do a car wash that has a top-of-the-line clean, both inside and outside. T2 with graphene. Oh, you need to experience that to understand what that means for Tsunami Express Car Wash. But not only that, there's free vacuums. There's do-it-yourself detailing supplies. There's matte washers. And I'm telling you what, when you go through the start to finish of the interior of that car wash, boy, the exterior of your car, it's like reflective. Our kids that are at our house, they're like, put their faces up to it because it looks like a mirror. That's how good it is. When you're a member, like me, you can go every single day if you want to. Fast lane access, and of course, all those free amenities to make sure the inside and outside of your car is cleaner than it's ever been. There's locations all around southeastern Wisconsin. There is one close to you. So if you want to experience how to chill, wash, chill, and repeat, you're going to be able to do that only at Tsunami Express Car Wash.
I could do without all the pharmaceutical commercials.
Dude, I've never heard of that company a day in my life, and I don't even know what they do.
Well, but I tell you what, Pottawatomie Sportsbook is freaking awesome. Get down here.
This is a great view.
If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, come here. You don't even have to like to gamble. Like, you just have the biggest TV wall possible, the best sound, great food. Get your butts in seats at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. This place is awesome, and I'm excited for game 3. Let's do this.
Dude, that stadium looks so cool. Too bad we're going to win.
That was kind of my cue to go out.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there? I'm holding my hand. I'm keeping my side with my superhuman mind. Kryptonite.
Yo, I'm going to... This Strope attitude today, yeah. I will say he's been funny today.
I
have enjoyed him as the producer. as Doug chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line, Strope's a dope but good at his job. I don't think you can explain it any better.
He is,
so go ahead, Kyle.
He is quite the dope, but he is smart enough to know, just like anybody else is that Universal Windows Direct is the way to go. The mornings are starting to get a little bit more crisp. The evenings are getting a little bit cooler, and you may be feeling that draft in your house, but you don't have to live like that. You don't have to have that energy bill going up as you turn on that heat, because you can get windows from Universal Windows Direct. Now, hear me talk about it. Buy two, get two. You can get that. There's no limit, plus 0% financing for 3 whole years, plus $500 off your entire home improvement project. Don't wait. Get with my friends at UniversalWindowsDirect.com today by visiting UniversalWindowsDirect.com or calling 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. I'm telling y'all this right now. Once y'all make that call, they come through the house, they look at your windows, and they let you know what you need. You're going to be walking around saying, man, I love my Universal Windows Direct.
Strofe is a dope, but good at his job. Dope is such a good, like, insult.
Who texted that in?
That was
a real one.
Doug F. in the 920.
Mm. Oh, a 920 number.
Yeah, they must have known you before.
Knew you were a Doug.
I wonder if Doug and I have a similar phone number.
Why don't you check?
Why? Wait, are you saying this might be your burner account?
I'm not saying anything.
What? Can you check?
Yeah, I'm about to check.
So, here you go. I'm not going to read the phone number out loud.
Well, you should. You should. Where's that point to it?
That one. Is it him?
So, why are you wasting time like this? So much work to do. This is why.
It's a 6-month play. It finally paid off. Every text you've ever read from Doug is from me.
All right, I'm going to.
How long has Doug been texting?
To within the last year from Doug F. Or what was it? Doug what?
Doug
there
F.
There it is. All right.
Doug F. in the 920.
All right, here we go. Okay, this is even better. Diana from Iguanago just chimed in. Doug F. is a dope. Diana from Iguanago.
I'm Doug F.
Well, she's not wrong.
How long have you been doing this, Strofe?
I started it shortly after the Marv incident for all of you KB and diehards.
Wow. That's almost a year ago.
Brust has lost $350 in shorter than it took Brad and Kyle to get it out of the ATM.
I don't remember.
Good take
that.
By Doug.
Does Strofe have game, or is he just saying anything with a pulse?
Dude, you texted yourself.
You're onto something, Doug. Stay tuned, Strofe.
Strofe, you
have.
Yeah,
I
had to further the bit. I had to make it believable.
Strofe, nobody was checking for this. Strofe, you do realize that you probably have personality disorder based off the fact that you're legitimately having conversations. Like, these are legit text messages. These aren't, like, crazy. When Ben was texting, it actually had a purpose. These are just, like, you making statements.
These are just, like, random thoughts in your head.
Wow.
Doug
Chat, GPT.
Look at this. First time, long time. Bucks can't bring themselves to move on from Giannis. It would be another 50 years of darkness, and I'm not referring to the Rodgers darkness.
That's not, like, that's
like,
not.
What? These are very vanilla takes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
correct.
Vanilla.
So I had texted myself things previously, so I needed to bury them with things I knew Ben wouldn't read on the air.
So
isn't the point to create an on-air persona?
Yeah, what's the bit here?
Yeah, like
this is like a waste of time.
You never actually became a character on the show.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
Doug F has just existed, and nobody has known
for 6 months. And he said, "Yeah, this goes."
I got you guys. Like, no, you didn't. Doug F has not been a staple.
Well, Brad, you also haven't been on the show for 2 months.
Nah, that's a last shot.
Wow.
This was a waste of your time. So this is why Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust has issues with questions being written. And this is why our game today, Over Under, has incorrect actual answers and has lost all
Doug
of his integrity.
Doug F., Strofe is actually kind of good. He keeps doing this. How many times did Doug F. compliment himself?
So, here's the issue. Here's the issue with Doug.
We need to hear some country music soon.
That is so odd.
Here's the issue with Doug is – I often forgot about Doug, so I didn't text frequently enough because I just forgot I texted sometimes.
This is Doug F. on a Hear Brad Out.
Oh.
Steer Bad out of here.
Steer Bad out of here?
Like Hear Brad Out.
Steer Bad out of here.
That's actually not horrible.
No, it's bad.
Thanks, Brad.
It's all bad.
Doug appreciates that, Brad.
Nobody even noticed this guy until now.
Jeez, Strofe, I can't believe you said this on the text line about me. Doug F. said, why does Ben's voice sound different now? Did he take drugs on the commercial?
Oh, wow.
Strofe, that's crazy.
This might be how Strofe really feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except it didn't resonate with me at all as offensive or anything.
So Strofe,
I wonder what that was in response to.
Strofe, what made you want to reveal this all of a sudden now?
Yeah.
Because
I'm horrible with secrets and I couldn't hang on to it much more.
Dude, 6 months you hung on to this terrible secret.
This is horrible.
This is bad for
him. Nobody would listen to him, so he made up a fake person to compliment himself, Chris in the 414.
That's true. Very interesting guy you are, Strofe.
All right, well,
that stadium stunning. Is empty.
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 It's a beautiful day, too. I guess it is 2:44.
Yeah.
Still, though, I mean, you figured people would be taking
a third
a half
day
a
off.
Day, or you take some clients there.
Dude, there's not enough clients in the world to fill that stadium. My goodness.
Well, take it to the bank, Kyle, if you like what you're seeing right now.
Listen, 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 KBN Nation. I love banking
maybe,
with
maybe
citizens.
Doug F. can go there.
He should go there, especially now that I know who Doug F. is. He shouldn't go anywhere else. And you know what? You know how some things just feel right, KBN Nation? That's how it feels when I bank with Citizens Bank. I'm telling you, from the moment that I walked in, even when I hop on their cool, easy-to-use app, you feel like you're somewhere you actually belong. And listen, it's not just about the checking accounts or the mortgage rates, which are great. It's the way they know your name and remember your story and really care about you and what you're trying to do. So that's so important. So whether you're trying to start a family, build a business, or just build up that nest egg, you need to do it with a bank that is invested in the community but also invested in you. So that's why you should visit my friends at Citizens Bank. Go to citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. Citizensbankwi.bank. That is banking where you belong with Citizens Bank. They are equal housing lender.
Jen Latta chimes in, host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7 and 9 and 94.5 ESPN. Is this catfishing?
I believe
it is catfishing.
Luckily, he didn't send any pictures of it we didn't want to see to the Carbless Talking text line. Brian Bulaga joins us next as we also get you ready here for Game 3 starting at 5:08.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to
unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Alex Strofe / Doug F. on the Carbless Talking text line is... He's really pushing it today.
He's really sassy because
he thinks he's been clever today.
And because he's far, far away from us. But we will see you soon, and I'll make sure Ben gives you a noogie when he gets
here. I'll be picking up my daughter from daycare. You'll see him at the watch along on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Joining us now for a quick little bit, and then we'll close the show with a little more Brewers as they get Game 3 going at 5:08. Brian Bulaga joining us here. Brian, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Anxious to see if the Brewers can respond down 0-2 and jump on them in the top of the first and get some energy back in the clubhouse.
Yep. That'd be good. It'd be good to see, right? I mean, I think this, especially being away down 0-2, got to get something rolling early, right? Got to get some runs on the board early and get this thing moving in the right direction because, I mean, you got to look at it one way, right? I mean, as good as the Brewers played, I mean, the entire season, and they were obviously, I think they were 6-0 against the Dodgers, right, during the regular season. The Dodgers are battle-tested in the playoffs. They just are, right? I mean, that's the type of team they are. They have superstars. Not saying the Brewers can't do it, right? They can do it, but that's what they're up against. That's literally what they're up against in this type of team.
Let me ask you a question. In some of the low points of your career of being a Packer, you guys have bounced back and made runs. It's got to be the main guys here, right? The 3-4-5 hitters in this series are 0-for-21. It's got to be those guys. It's hard to like rely on your second or your second wide out. Like it's got to be your guys. I'm using that from a football to baseball perspective.
Yeah, it's got to be the guys that are the guys, right? Like it's got to be your studs that step up and make the biggest impact. And if that's your 2-3-4 or whoever it's been for the Brewers, I would imagine normally in a lineup it's your 2-3-4. that get the job done. Those guys have to step up. And 0 for 21 or 22, whatever it may be, is just – that's not good. That's not good, and it's never going to get it done in a series against a team like the Dodgers. It just won't get it done.
Brian, we sort of have a bit going about, like, where what's the equivalent of where they're at if it was a football game. But piercing through all that, it's almost like they're at halftime of a huge game, of like a NFC championship game. They got to turn it around quickly if they're going to be able to actually pull out a win here. So when you were at halftime or whenever you hit like a low point like Ben was talking about, did you personally resonate more when a coach got up there and delivered a message and sort of willed the team, or when it was a player?
I think it was always better when a player did it, right? I mean, I think at least for me, I mean, coaches – you know, you kind of hear them all week, right? You hear coaches all week, and they're delivering messages all week, and every team meeting, and you're in every position meeting, and you're hearing them talk all week. And I think when you hear a player message, and especially when things aren't going well at halftime, I think that gives a little something extra. I think that it means a little bit more. So for me, it's always a player message that I think would hit guys a little bit harder than something from a coach. Not saying that a coach can't deliver a great message, but something from a player normally, to me, always seemed to strike a different chord.
Brian, what should the Packers' biggest concern be going against Arizona? Because obviously, excuse me, most people are going to select the Green Bay Packers to win this game. They are the better football team. But what is your biggest concern going into Sunday for this Packers team in a game that I don't think they really need to win?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just always concerned about, you know, what potentially happened against Dallas. You know, something like that could happen. I think that's the concern right now, right? I mean, I think that's, for me, you look at kind of the way the defense finished in the second half of the game against Cincinnati and how Cincinnati kind of found a rhythm. That's my concern right now, right? Until the defense kind of – and listen, I got a lot of confidence
in the
defense.
What a switch up we've had.
But until the defense kind of goes back to their – it's not a switch up. Like, I got a lot of confidence in them. But, like, going back to that, like, performance of, like, just straight dominance, right? Like, not kind of where they've not, you know, let their foot off the gas, but they've allowed teams to breathe a little bit, right, in the second half of games. They just have. Until they kind of put teams out in the second half, like they did those first few games, that's going to be the concern, right? Like, to me, that will be the concern until they show, like, hey, fourth quarter of games, like, we're choking teams out. Like, that, it's going to be the end of it in the fourth quarter. That'll be my concern. And this team can do it. I mean, when you're up on teams, and the Packers have been up by double digits on teams in every game, right? This is where this team wants to be. They're pass rushers. Double-digit leads in games is where they need to be. Like, that's where you want to be with the pass rushers. I mean, if that's where you're at as in this defense, double-digit lead, pass rushing situations, they should be hunting, eating, and just choking teams out in the second half. And that's what I'm hoping to see on Sunday against the Cardinals.
Well, we look forward to seeing it all play out. We appreciate the time, and have fun in the Homer Hour.
All right, guys. Take care. Enjoy the game.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
It's happening, boys. Whew. 4:56, 12 minutes away.
Come on, no.
Pitch.
It's happening, fellas. This is a chance for us to figure out how relentless this baseball team is.
It is.
How resilient this baseball team is. How undaunted that they are. They have gone on the road and had the best road record in baseball this year. Don't make me think. That makes me believe that the Brewers can do it today. I ain't worried about it, baby. Let's go. Tyler Glass now. Tyler Glass, I don't give a damn who he is. Brewers, baby.
It'll be a celebration tomorrow
here on KBN. 2-1. 2-1. One pitch at a time.
There will be life if there's 2-1. That is, you are not dead in the water by any means.
Come on.
Any means.
We can do it.
This is huge.
Come on.
Season is on the line.
It so is.
Who's it going to be? I don't care who it is, but somebody needs to ignite the fire into this team. Please, Christian Yelich. Please, God, Christian Yelich. Please, God, Christian Yelich, show up for the team. You're the star. You're the guy. You are needed. The Homer Hour's up next in 2 minutes. Brewers!
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
The show that never ends.